Alone, joining us now to tell us why this is an important area of research is Professor Sandra Bozacki. Good morning, Professor Bozacki. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking time on a Saturday morning to join us and tell us about your studies.
Good. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. So, you know, in adolescence, this is when we're spending a lot of time with friends. Like, friends are the most important thing. We could care less about our family. So why is it important to look at what kids are doing when they're not with their friends or they're not with other people?
Great. Thank you for the great question. And yes, no, I agree. And research does show that when children are approaching teenagehood, and as we all know, spending time with your friends is crucial for mental health, but positive quality time with your friends. And the same applies to when you're by yourself. So when everyone has time alone during the day, including teenagers, there's always a time when you're by yourself. So we need to help teens to create creative and positive quality time with themselves.
You know, Professor, I think about this a lot because, you know, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time alone. We kind of like lived away from the town, so I wasn't always able to get to hang out with my friends and things.
Yeah.
But now when I'm alone, I seem to always have something on, right? Like, we have so many screens. I didn't have all that kind of stuff when I was a kid. Is it harder to sort of be alone now because of all of these different inputs?
Yeah, no, again, great, great point. And yes, I think there are many different decisions now that that are out there that children have the opportunity to make all these decisions, depending on their, again, on their background and their privilege, of course. But if they have all these choices, they need to help, you know, adults or parents, teachers, to guide them, helping them make wise choices about what to choose and how to make their time alone work for them in the best way so they feel good after they spend time by themselves instead of feeling worse. So, yes, they need to have some help with that.
Well, that's the sort of the downside. I think there are several, but one of the downsides of social media that I think, you know, even as adults, like when we're alone, if you pop it open, it feels like everybody else is hanging out without you. And I remember having that feeling as a young person, but now, you know, with right. social media, it really can enforce that.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's also, I think it's a skill to encourage youth, especially teenagers, to take time to learn to take time for themselves, to perhaps be away from any kind of, and just not necessarily technology, but just to be alone, even just for a little bit, and just to let themselves think or think about what they enjoy doing, what makes them feel good about themselves. Like, they need to think about their choices of what they like to do spending time by themselves, how they feel, how they can make themselves feel better.
Well, it's funny, you know, because it's like, as you're saying it, it's so obvious, right? Like, if teenagers don't spend time by themselves figuring out the things that they like and they do, then they're easily sort of like led in a direction, whether it be, you know, what their friends are doing or what their parents want them to do. And I think we can all relate to sort of like getting to a certain age and going, oh, wait a minute, did I really want to be doing this? Or what, did I make this decision? You know, and you make very important decisions about your life when you're in your adolescence.
Yes, and again, that's an excellent point. And also, to apply some of the skills that adolescents, teenagers already have, especially their friend skills, their people skills, their social skills, to apply that to their time alone. So, for example, if you know you're spending just, say, an hour with your best friend, you wouldn't just spend the hour, like, you would plan something together. You'd make sure that you would make that 1 hour the best time together. Right? You want quality time with your best friend. So if you have an hour to yourself, you would apply the same thinking. You would say, well, how can I make that 1 hour a quality special time for me? Instead of just having the hour and then all of a sudden it's gone and you thought, oh no, what did I do?
Well, that's a really, yeah, and that sort of is connecting us to our lives a little bit more, right? And I guess invoking a little bit of mindfulness. When you say best friend too, you know, I think about often the things that the judgments we will put on ourselves that we would never say to our best friends, right? We're so judgmental as in general, you know, for ourselves, and we would be so kind to our best friends, even if they were having the same thoughts and feelings we were having.
Exactly, and that's another key part of why we're so really trying to learn from the youth that we're working with, is that they're the experts in their own experience right now, so they're the best ones to tell us what they're doing on their time alone, and we're trying to help them with that, because something like as self-talk and what you say to yourself, that is important, and that can help, that really determines how you feel. So if you know how to be kind and listen and be caring with your friend, your best friend, for example, so you could apply those same skills, like listening, talking to yourself in kind ways to yourself, as well as your friends or your family members.
Professor, I know you're looking for study participants now, aged 11 to 18. Tell us about what the teens will experience during the study, how it will work.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And yes, if they are interested or their parents are interested, they just need to contact us at the university. We have a website, and then we would send them more information, consent form, and once we receive that, we would book a session with with the teen online. It's about an hour, and it's on MS Teams. It's an online interview, and then we have some questionnaires and questions for them, and there'll be someone with them helping them through it. And then they receive a certificate after saying, congratulations, you're now an early researcher, and they're compensated as well.
Oh, that's great. Just an hour and not a huge amount. And I think that's, I guess also, you know, this age group, you're introducing them to the idea of research too. So sort of a side benefit.
Yes, exactly. And they also, we have a source of, for a mental health sources for them for help as well.
Great. Okay, so ages 11 to 18, any parents who think, you know, this would be great for their teens, it's not a huge investment of time, just an hour in computerized tasks, which they're very, very familiar with. Professor, what are you hoping to do with your findings once they're all compiled?
Yes, thank you for that. And yes, we're working with many different schools and school boards and hoping to help the teachers, help to look at some of the, you know, strategies, curriculum to balance it out in terms of there's a lot of social skill programs, and to balance that with more self skills and solitude skills, intrapersonal instead of just interpersonal. That's what we're aiming to do.
Okay, so maybe just some more resources out there, and you know, it's a really, you know, pivotal time, adolescence. It is that, you know, marking of between, you know, becoming a child and becoming an adult. And I think a lot of us can sympathize with, you know, needing and really, if you had more guidance and more, you know, information, it could maybe make it easier.
Yes, definitely. And that's where adults can really help out by showing, acting as mentors and role models, by showing what they do on their time alone, that they can provide positive ways, strategies for the youth that are watching them, because children watch what you're doing. So if you could provide ideas for them on how to structure your time in quality time, I think that will help as well.
That, you know, again, when it comes to adolescents, you feel like they're not watching you, right? Like I said, when they're young kids, you know, they're always watching. You can tell,
right?
They're asking questions.
Yeah.
Adolescents, same. There just seems to be, and I think people can forget that, right? When adolescents
exactly.
sort of turn in, you can forget that everything you do, they're still watching.
That's right. Yes. Observational skills definitely increase. So that is a definite skill. And I think it is important to provide, to serve as role models, to show that you can think of really creative, positive ways to spend time alone.
Is this the kind of stuff, I know, Professor, you are also the director of Brock's Theory of Mind in Education lab. Is this sort of the kind of stuff that that lab is most interested in?
Yes, we're interested in how the different thinking tools that we think about in terms of trying to understand the thoughts and emotions in other people, that's a skill that you have, and you can also apply that to yourself, trying to listen to your own emotions and think about your own thoughts, and you could apply those sort of thinking skills to both yourself and to others. And that's all what really Theory of Mind is. It's this skill that helps you understand other people as beings, human beings, like psychological beings. So you apply that to yourself as well.
Wow.
So we're hoping to find how that thinking, those thinking skills and tools could be applied to helping to find time that when you're spending time by yourself, how it could provide you with more positive feelings and a better sense of well-being.
Very interesting. All right, Professor, thank you so much for your time this morning. Anybody who is has an adolescent who they think would be good for this, it's just an hour. They get a $20 Amazon gift card, ages 11 to 18. Go ahead to the Brock University website, and you can find the Brock's Theory of Mind Education Lab page and get in contact there. Professor Sandra Bozacki, thank you so much for your time this morning. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, and enjoy your time alone today as well.
I will. Thank you, and hopefully.